מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם
שמעתי. בעל הסולם, שמעתי, the essence of man's work. The essence of man's work should be how to come to feel taste in bestowing contentment to one's maker, since all that one does for oneself removes him from the Creator due to the disparity of form. Conversely, if one acts in order to benefit the Creator, even if it is the smallest act, it is still considered a mitzvah, commandment. Therefore, one's primary exertion should be to acquire the strength to feel taste in bestowing, which is through lessening the force that feels taste in self-reception. Then, one slowly acquires the taste in bestowing. A question for an active workshop. What does it mean to be in concern for the Creator? What does it mean to be in concern for the Creator?
Rav said this week, just like if a mother is caring for her child, she'll be pleasant and good, and she's engaged in that all the time. That's how we need to develop a concern for the Creator, and its expression is in concern for the friends.
To be in concern for the Creator means to be in concern for the friends.
Constantly look where we have an opportunity to serve the friends inside, outside.
What does the Creator concern, care for all the time? To connect all the friends, to connect this reality? So we have to care for what He cares.
Just like He cares for creation, we have to be concerned to bring Him through the creation, to think about Him, now to delight Him.
Now that we've been privileged, we're sitting here together, that the Creator gathered us. We want to discover mutual concern among us, so we don't let go of any friend out of being at the center of the tent, so we watch over each other so no one gets detached with his thoughts. And that the whole lesson will be increasing the chisaron, the prayer, and we will help each other in this.
And helping one another means that a friend can disconnect any moment, so my responsibility is for him any given moment to keep him in the tent.
To add the Creator, the upper light, into the map of our lives, why we live. Why do we live? To resemble Him, so we constantly measure ourselves compared to it.
There was a nice example this week, like a babysitter for the children of the Creator. He put us as a babysitter, and we have to make sure that everything is okay, that they'll eat on time, sleep well, play, get along, but in a spiritual way.
Babysitters. Yeah. So we want to serve this spark that there is in the friends. It is a direct relation. It is just like serving the Creator. Being concerned with the friends is caring for what he cares for and constantly thinking about what he thinks.
Enter the image of the character of the Creator and collaborate with Him in creation. Equalize Him, work besides Him and for Him.
To participate with Him, because if He's gathered us, then He wants us to awaken out of His effort to unite, an awakening from below. So let's cooperate with Him. Let's make the effort.
Let's do it in joy. We want to show the Creator that we're complete partners. We want to develop that feeling that we're together and show our Father that we're together in this.
Right. So caring for the Creator means caring for what the Creator cares for and what concerns Him. How do we know what concerns Him? What concerns the Rav?
Yes, this morning I also heard that the Creator, I heard again that the Creator is revealed through the friends and not through the teacher or anything else. it's important not to disregard the friends. It's also very important to use everything we're receiving, like this lesson, like the lessons. In short, grasp everything that we get from this lesson. And
every moment, the Creator, this system, expresses its concern for us through the friends, through everything. So we have to be sensitive to how He cares for us and try to pay back.
We need to think now during this whole lesson that this is not a miss, because this is the true measure, how we're keeping our concern for the Creator through the friends, and everything we learn and do while we're doing it is just to increase that feeling.
So now we want to ask the Creator to help us realize what we said, to increase our concern, to increase this feeling.
To grow that feeling and sensation is to remind us of the goal, that the light can grow and strengthen our
We ask effort. Him together now to help us.
If we ask together,
it's the most powerful kli, all the ten together as one kli.
We'll pray to the Creator to have the strength to be the loyal servants.
To do in this lesson, it doesn't matter what we talk about, to try to bring the Creator between us and understand that we're not trying to solve all the challenges according to this world, but according to the laws by which the Creator solves them.
Yes, and He's the one who's showing us the way. He's showing us the right discernments through the light as we ask for the light to influence us throughout the lesson, and we'll ask for Him to teach us now how to ask for one another.
I wrote down this morning, and it really echoed in me. I think it's appropriate. I wrote, together as much as we try, not as much as we're together, as much as we try. This is called learning together, so may we do everything together.
We also heard in the morning that we're before a new degree that demands greater essential work, meaningful work, and in our connection to one another and in our connection together to the Creator.
So now we have the time of realization, of learning together. Let's try to be as focused as we can and help each other be focused in asking the Creator.
To be here in the lesson with you is a joy that's impossible to describe. It's like our whole life, in one moment we're hearing that we can connect and bring contentment.
When Ora now talked, I remembered the two points that were very critical for me during the morning lesson. One is that we should all feel as though we are on the Titanic, feel that we are in one boat, not each one is by himself. And the other thing is that the true crisis is not what we see in the world. The true crisis is turning to the Creator. And if we go through that, then we can have a grip on Him.
Let's act like in the Titanic. It's also a movie. Most of us know it from the movie. We need to act it out. Because it doesn't seem to me like we will feel the things that we're talking about in our regular sensations. Let's not feel some kind of impression from the Creator and how good it is to bestow. We'll have to truly act this out and play it like it's we're about to be put on for an Oscar for this.
Let's continue to warm up the hearts, invite the Creator. He's the one who is going to give us bestowal.
And lead us on the path of our development for the whole world.
In the lesson, we want to be connected between us, like Plato, to be elastic, flexible, turn according to the forms that Rav would like to engrave in us, to make them as similar to the light as possible.
let this game turn into reality where we'll all of a sudden pay attention and notice and see and think only of the friends and just see how we bring contentment to the Creator.
I feel how from one round to the next, all of the wise pieces of advice that I had disappear, and it's only the connection remains to hear the friends. That's the only thing that remains, and a prayer to the Creator.
Shut up.